JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, culture passport holders to benefit from Reggae Month activities. And later our Reggae Month Did You Know feature, we're going on a trip Roundabout JA.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Students of various primary and secondary schools who are part of their institution's culture club will be able to use their culture passports to access various historical sites and heritage celebrations for the month of February. Principal Director of Culture, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says the activities represent a unique opportunity for students to learn outside of the classroom.
What we are trying to push for February is to have as many students as possible who are holders of the passport thus far to be able to benefit from the activities that are specifically designed for Black History and Reggae Month.
The initiative forms part of the ministry's ongoing efforts to share the depth of Jamaica's cultural heritage with future generations. The passports will provide students access to several heritage sites, museums, and cultural performances for free or at a reduced cost. One of the first activities they'll be able to gain access to is a series of lectures hosted by the Institute of Jamaica. The Moortown and Akampong Maroon communities have also partnered with the ministry to allow access to students at a reduced cost. Plans are being put in place to allow students to be able to use their passports even after Reggae Month celebrations are over.
It really is an opportunity for us to engage the various proprietors of the heritage sites and the managers of the various institutions, such as the museums and galleries, to have them bind to the program on a long-term basis.
Other divisions of the Institute of Jamaica allowing access to passport holders include the Jamaica Music Museum, Natural History Museum, Liberty Hall, and the National Gallery. The African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica has also agreed to allow access to its Blue and Donker Mountain exhibitions currently underway. Jamaica's culture is the dynamic reservoir of the ways of thinking and doing, and that inherently affects all aspects of human life and forms the basis of our values, objectives, and outlook for the future. Value your culture. Promote your culture. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and increase your knowledge. And here is our Reggae Month trivia question.
Play out some music.
Born in 1957, this reggae icon grew up in a tenement yard between North and King Streets in Kingston. He began his singing career at age 9 and cited Nat King Cole as one of his greatest early influences. His first original song is entitled Lips of Wine, and in 1994, his album Light My Fire was nominated for a Grammy Award. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Sure sound good.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is the Crown Prince of Reggae himself, Dennis Brown.
Here I come with love and not hatred.
Look out for more fun facts on your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings around about JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.